This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, gotta take credit for this, Lee. I told you a couple days ago, not you, but the audience, that the first trade deals that would get done were going to be India and the UK, and the things were going great.
Yeah.
And this is while, you know, the financial media, it's like a funeral every day. There's no other possible outcome other than loss for America, so we might as well, you know, just get on with electing Democrat president. And I was reading stuff like this, and I just keep this article on my desk because boy, are things different outside the borders of this country. Headline. This is just one, the Kenya Times. You will not see a headline like this in America. Maybe some in conservative media, maybe. India bows to Trump, accepts all U.S. trade conditions and tariffs. Really? That happened? Yeah. Now, they haven't signed a formal agreement. I expect India to be next, though. But yeah, they have acceded to pretty much everything we wanted, including slapping tariffs on China. Things are going really well for Trump in India. Now, why do I have to read that in the Kenya Times instead of Fox Business? Well, because they don't have really a, you know, they don't have a dog in the fight. So they're just going to tell you what's going on. India has sided with United States President Donald Trump on the trade war with Xi Jinping of China. That is like earth moving right there. Reports indicate that the Indian prime minister is ready to accept all conditions of the U.S. in a trade deal. Trump raised the tariffs on most Chinese imports 145%. We know that, citing the need to reduce trade deficit, encouraging domestic manufacturing. They say China retaliated. Okay, then this part. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited Trump in the White House in February 2025. After the meeting, the leaders announced they would pursue a framework for greater cooperation. Then after that, you saw within weeks something really incredible that I made a huge deal out of, which was the fact that India switched sides. Because India, I mean, 6 months ago was in BRICS trying to destroy our currency. Because they could. We're their biggest trade partner. We buy 18% of what they make. China only buys 3%. But when we're like, yeah, screw us, we don't care, take down our currency, we just don't care, we sleep. They're like, okay, well then we'll kowtow to China, we got America covered. We'll go over to BRICS and we'll help take out America's currency. That's how stupid we are. The second we're like, whoa, bud, no, you sell 18% of what you make to us. We need a little love. And they're like, oh, okay, sure. Yeah, no problem. And then we're like, hey, would you like to make Apple phones? Would you like that? And they're like, oh, we'd love that. Oh, cool. Tariff China then. No more steel dumped into India. And literally within 6 months, you're watching India going, you know what? We were partners with, who was it again? China? Yeah, don't know those guys. We're hanging out with J.D. Vance now. Isn't it great? I mean, this is what's happening. And you can't even read about it anywhere but outside the country. Anyway, same article talked about the next shoe to fall would be the UK and how great things were going in those negotiations. Again, Lee, I had to read it in the Times of Kenya. Who reads that?
Well, Apparently you do, but...
I mean, it's just, it's, look, I'm not, I can't forecast all this is going to go great and there won't be some bad trade deal or some blow. I'm sure something will go wrong. There's too many countries and moving parts involved somewhere. And I'm sure we'll have some bad news or somebody will go out of business or something. I'm sure that. But I mean, this is how this is being covered in the rest of the world. And so today, shock ensues. It's really last night it broke. What? Wait. Are you okay? How? Where did that come? Yeah, you know that. Days ago, I told you that. If you read foreign papers, you'd know. Here are all the good news just blacked out, and including Fox News. It's like we live in some bizarre information vacuum. It's like there's not even the internet. Anyway, it's going to be interesting today, isn't it, to see what the UK agreed to.
Yeah. That's an important relationship. I mean, beyond just the economic standpoint, the defense and NATO alliances there are important with Great Britain as well. I mean, we've got plenty of bases over there. They're heavily involved in our defense industry. We purchase a lot of things from British Aerospace. So there's a lot of back and forth there.
Absolutely. Meanwhile, speaking of a lot of back and forth there, just kind of watch what's going on here. This is, I mean, you know what this reminds me? This is so Reagan-esque. Okay, this is a headline in The Guardian, and they're not happy to have to write it. Friedrich Merz calls for U.S. to stay out of German politics. They're outraged. Yeah. Why? Listen to stay out of German politics. This is how outrageous this is. Their intel agency, using the exact same playbook they used against Trump, has come out and said the AfD party must be banned because it's pro-Russian and fascist and very scary and extremist. Yeah, the part they don't mention is it just became the number one most popular party in polling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Head of his party.
Yeah.
So they're just banning it. That's what they do now. It's called fascism. And never a good look for Germany to be doing things like that.
In fact, I think the first time they have not had a majority election there, and they've got a real problem because, as you pointed out, that other party is the most popular party in Germany, and they weren't able to get a majority of seats there in the German parliament there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And so The Guardian writes, Germany's new chancellor issued warning after far-right AfD received strong backing from Donald Trump allies. He's very, very toasted about it. Okay, well, what are we talking about, strong backing? Well, what Germany wants and what they're trying to do via the EU in the Digital Services Act is they've already silenced AfD in their own country. They cannot post, they cannot campaign, they can't run campaign ads. I mean, you want to talk about return to Nazi Germany. I mean, there you go right there. That's crazy. And the most popular party in polling became the most popular party in polling without being able to campaign? Yes. And with their leader convicted of speech crimes. Yeah. You want to see fascism? That's fascism. So of course Trump's called it out. But you know what Germany says? They don't want Trump interfering. What does that mean? Well, they are threatening Elon Musk right now with a $6 billion fine if he continues to allow AfD to campaign and to post and to do interviews. When they threatened him with it, a lot of people don't know this, Elon Musk said, screw you, I'm you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to interview the head of your party, of AfD. And then they fired back and said, we'll put 200 sensors on you. And he's like, na-na-na-boo-boo, don't care. And he did. And that's when they threatened the $6 billion fine using the Digital Services Act, right? That's what all of this is about. So Trump has weighed in, put his thumb on the finger of the AFD, and all he's saying is, let them campaign, let them speak. They're not an extremist party. They're just like me. So this is all very complicated. This is so Reagan-esque. And I feel like, remember when Reagan would, the Reagan movie is great, by the way, if you want a kind of review of it. But for those of us, I was very young then, but I vaguely remember it, but not too good because I was a kid. Trump is now, and J.D. Vance, staring down entities very much like these Soviet leaders, but they're in Germany now. They're in France.
Yeah, they're throughout the European Union, yeah.
I mean, just look at what's going on in France. Marine Le Pen and her party, they bypass popularity polls, bypass a Macron, who is the leader of France. So what happens? Bam, she gets indicted. Where have I seen this movie before? She gets indicted and they're like, she gets convicted and they're like, oh yeah, judge bans her from running for office. Same thing just happened in Romania. The guy won the election, won it.
Yeah.
But they were, you know, kind of a pro-Trump populist conservative freedom movement party. And they said, no, we're going to take your election away. You use too many Russian talking points. So it's the Trump model. We saw it here. They try to take Trump off the ballot. It's the same playbook. But these are really frightening times outside of the borders of this country. Because let me tell you what, the world's going dark out there. And the only thing that's keeping us, I mean, if we lose an election, I hate to think where we'll be. So I laughed out loud when I saw this Friedrich Merz calls for U.S. to stay out of German politics. What he means by that is, can you go ahead and censor the U.S. Twitter accounts that are retweeting the post by the AFD party so they can't campaign? Because we can't beat them.
Yeah.
That's what he means.
Yeah.
But what he's hoping is that the U.S. media will pick up this misinformation that he is spewing and say that Trump is, you know, meddling in European politics.
Yeah.
Doesn't have any business. Well, what is meddling? Well, he's asserting the right for people like Elon Musk and everybody else on X to, you know what, if you want to retweet what AFD has to say, great. If you want to add your own commentary, great. If you want to mock the sitting German government for their fascism and their iron fists, great. I mean, what are we going to do? Put the East Wall back up at this rate? I mean, it's just, and the funny thing to me is Americans just don't get it. You know, when people are like, well, we got to maintain our NATO relationship with these people.
Well, you can maintain a NATO relationship without giving in to these, you know, censorship demands.
I agree, but you got to kick them in the rump first.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to kick them hard. Well, here's the good news. This, by the way, this has a happy ending. This morning, they backed down on AFD. The German government was like, well, you know, now that we think about it, and you're threatening us with these tariffs, now that we think about it, actually, you know what? We'll go ahead and have our intelligence agencies delist them as an extremist party. By the way, they claim AFD are the fascists, yeah. Hitlerian. But they're the ones censoring AFD.
Right.
So Trump, highly effective there. And I can't help but think that that had something to do with also the tariff negotiations. So, and all this is all being so blacked out by the mainstream media. Half of America has no idea any of it's going on. That's crazy. I mean, they have no idea that in Scotland now there are kiosks where you can go to turn your family members in for speech crimes in your own home, where only you were the witness to what they said. Yeah, Europe. It doesn't have to be, but we got to win because let me tell you what, the light is going out in the world and there is nowhere to run.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.